It's a Beer in 10 episode, and we have James back on this episode. Welcome back, James.
Thanks,
welcome,
guys. Welcome. Good to be back. Finally.
It's good to have everyone here.
JB, what beer are we having on this episode?
All right, so we're going something new here. Got this out of Bottlecraft in California, the Oceanside location. It's going to be from Ghost Town Brewing. They're out of Oakland, California. This one is Nose Goblin Imperial IPA. This one won 2022 gold medal at the American Beer Festival and in 2021. 100 IBU, 9.2% ABV, and then the hops on this one, Nelson, Strata, and Mosaic. So
you definitely do get the Nelson right off the nose.
The nice thing is, heard a lot of good things about this brewery. I've had a couple beers now that I've been hearing more about it and wanted to bring it on the podcast because it's always fun to bring new beers on here and do a little review. So let's get it, boys. Cheers.
Cheers. I highly recommend when you smell the beer not to get it in your nose.
That's what I just did.
Yeah, so. I did that too.
Oh, yeah. And we actually poured this out of the physics.
Ooh.
Keep it nice and
our good
fresh.
Friends out of physics. Physics.
Fizzies.
Physics.
So I can't wait to hear thoughts on this one.
Ooh.
You know what, James? You're back. We're going to put you on the spot. Lead us.
It's a good, easy drinking beer. That's how I go for it. I can't really tell you what flavors I'm tasting. Okay. But in terms of starting out for the day, this is a very good beer to try. You want to taste the palate a little bit.
Yeah.
I will say it's about a shirt and a short, so I'll give it a 4.2.
Okay, nice. Hey, good start to the day of recording for us. But, Heron, I want you to go next, and then me and Dustin will go.
Yeah, wow. So this is like 9.2%. That's like...
That's why I was a little shocked when I said
that. Yeah, I actually was like, this is pretty dangerous, so...
But that's kind of cool, though, right?
Yeah, it's got a real smooth, just like light body. It's got flavor in there. I mean, it's just good. Like, I don't know. Like, it's not the beer that I'd choose, because it would get you drunk. Like, after one, or, you know, two, heavyweight, whatever.
Lightweight, what?
But yeah, you know, just like normal drinkers. And, it's just... I don't know. It just tastes like an IPA. There's really nothing too crazy about it. The blend of hops, just perfect. I don't know.
I'm going to say for a 9%er, it definitely doesn't taste like a 9%er.
No, not at all.
This is like one of those ones where you kind of judge it by like the Nelson. It's either you like Nelson or you don't. And for everybody that shits on Nelson, I feel like this is one that you have to try. It's definitely for a 9%er, I feel like it's a lot lighter. It's not like that aggressive, like, hey, I'm a 9%, boys and girls. And I'm just like, this nice, smooth, easy to drink. Actually, I would wonder what this would taste like out on the golf course, because like it's now starting to get 100 degrees out here. And lately on the golf course, we've been drinking a lot of lighter stuff. Yeah. And this one, even though it's a higher ABV and higher percentage, I feel like this will still be refreshing on the golf course.
Yeah, I think
because
it'll be
of how light it is.
Refreshing, and two, instead of like, let's say you didn't want to drink three beers, light beers, you could just be like, hey, I want a one and done, right? Still stay focused, a little relaxation, keep everything going. For me, with this beer, kind of going off of what everyone said, you get kind of that nice, easy drinking. I like the melody of hops in there. It's a very good balance of... Like you said, the Nelson factor, I think it plays in there well, but the melody of the two other hops kind of give it, I think it was like the Mosaic and what was the other one? Strata. Kind of give it a little bit more of like maybe like a papaya, and then it has a little bit of dank from the Nelson. I think there's a good blend there. So like Heron said, a lot of flavor, which is great for a style like this, but not too dank. It's not going to be like a West Coast dank beer. It's going to be not hazy either. It's pretty clear for being... this big of an IPA, and overall really enjoyable, and I look forward to having more Ghost Town in the future. I would rate this probably like a 4.6 for sure. I think it does everything very well. Can art's pretty cool, and it's won awards, so obviously very high up there in the craft beer community. So Heron, Dustin, let's get your rankings here.
You want to go first, Heron, or you want me to?
I'll go just because, I don't know. It's nothing special. It's not something I chase after. It's just a ordinary IPA, which is cool. I don't know. 4.
Okay. Respectable 4.
Yeah.
So for my first time having Ghost Town Brewing and having this one's like a really good beer, you know? And it's hard to judge a beer that you had for the first time from a brewery that you had from the first time. So it's like, how do you rate a beer that's like that, right? So for me, I'm looking at it as a 4.5, 4.6 range just to kind of start it off. Mm-hmm. It's a very pretty good first beer to have from a brewery. So I'm going to give them a respectable number of a 4.5, 4.6.
Okay.
And then I can't wait to see what other beers that we have from Ghost Town to see how it compares to this first one.
Exactly.
So, and this one, we did start off with a bang. This is an award-winning beer. So, like, I feel like that respect is earned. And yes. I feel like hats off to you on that one.
Yeah, that's what's always cool about bringing some new stuff on there and then the awards behind it. So, I know there are certain people in the craft beer community that think those awards, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it. And they are rated on very specific things, right? So obviously with our preferences, what we like, what beer drinkers out there like, you're always going to lean towards certain things. But, you know, hey, respect to them for winning those awards. Cool to have them on. And then we are going to keep recording and have some other good stuff to share with you guys. So stay tuned for that. And James, pleasure to have you back and can't wait to do a couple more episodes with you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, this beer is 2 months old, so, you know, it feels fresher. Maybe rank goes up, you know. I don't know. It's good, but it doesn't. I want it freshy.
Yeah, Heron's on the train of fresh. It's harder with a little bit more stuff that in Vegas, harder to get super fresh unless we're doing super local stuff. But we did run it through the physics to try to help when we're pouring it out to give it more everything circulated in there and then the hop staying kind of down at the bottom. So hopefully we get some more freshies here soon.
Yeah.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.